Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast. And today I am going to talk about hormones, hormones, hormones. And if you are listening to this podcast, then it's a safe bet that you've had quite a few conversations about hormones with your friends, your significant other, and possibly even your doctor. And as for me, coaching women over 40, and with me being over 50, you better believe that hormones conversations are on regular rotation. And when we talk about hormones, there are so many different ways that the conversation could go. And we literally could talk about hormones for hours. But talking for hours is not the vibe of this podcast. So today we are going to talk about some of the hormones that need to be in balance for your overall health and wellness, weight management, weight loss, and we're also going to talk about five ways you can naturally balance those hormones. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. So let's talk about hormones. And I'm going to be 100% transparent and let you know that I really struggle with doing this episode because there is so much information about hormones. I struggle with how deep should I go on this episode. And because I didn't want to go too deep, because I didn't want to overwhelm you with information, but I also wanted to make sure that I gave you enough information so that it's useful to you. And also, I have to be mindful of scope creep. And if you've ever worked on a project, then you know what that is. But simply put, I'm not a doctor. So when I talk about certain things, I have to ensure that I'm mindful in how I present the information to you. With all that being said, today, I'm going to be talking about some hormones that impact weight loss and weight management by giving you an overview of those hormones and give you ways in which you can help or naturally balance those hormones. And spoiler alert, these are things that you probably are or probably should be doing. So when we talk about hormones, it really causes me to stop and think about how the human body is an amazing, and I mean an amazing machine. And in high school and college and taking courses for my health and wellness certifications, this information has always intrigued me. And now given the current season of my life, it's not only intriguing, but it's important to say the least. It's important for me to understand the role of hormones and how changes and imbalances impact me. And I'm sure that that's probably the case for you too. Now, I don't want to turn this into a biology lesson, but I do want to give you a quick overview of hormones. Just so you'll have an understanding, or it might even be, I'm sure it's a refresher. I don't want to make any assumptions. I'm sure that it's a refresher for you. But did you know that there are over 50 hormones in the body? Now, I know typically we talk about 10 to 12 of them, but there are more than 50. And I'm not going to go over all 50 of them. I know you're probably thinking, I know she is not about to go over all 50 of those hormones. Nope. I am not going to go over all 50, but let me say that they all play an important role. Our hormones are like internal messengers that move through your bloodstream to coordinate important essential functions throughout the body, from your organs and skin to your muscles and other tissues. And I mean, these little messengers, they're little, but they control and affect everything. And I mean everything about our body and our everyday lives, from blood sugar levels to blood pressure, growth and fertility, sex drive, metabolism, sleep, and even how we think and behave. And that's what I was talking about earlier when I said that the body is an amazing machine. So let's take a moment and take a pause for the cause and give it up for the hormones. Because I know that we throw shade every now and then when our hormones are out of balance, but they're under a lot of pressure. There is a lot of work that they do on a day-to-day basis. So let's talk about some hormones that need to be in balance for weight loss, weight gain, and for overall weight management. And again, all of our hormones are important, but for this episode, let's talk about six of them. And shall we call them the super six or the sexy six? I don't know, but let's just talk about six of them. And they are insulin, cortisol, leptin, ghrelin, testosterone, and estrogen. So let's kick it off with insulin, which I gave significant airtime in one of the episodes of my Back to the Basics macro series, which, by the way, if you've not listened to those episodes, please do when you're finished with this one. But getting back to insulin, a super simple explanation of insulin, and by the way, this will be the case for all of the hormones that I discussed today, but simply put, insulin is a hormone made by your pancreas that enables your body to break down the carbohydrates you eat into glucose. And glucose is a sugar that is the body's primary source of energy. And I did a whole episode on carbs if you need a refresher. But anywho, glucose is either used for fuel for energy right away, or it's stored for your body to use later. So the second hormone that I'm going to talk about is cortisol. And I'm sure you've probably heard a lot about cortisol, but this is the hormone that is produced in the adrenal glands, and it's also known as the stress hormone. And there are actually two other stress hormones, but today we are talking about cortisol. And cortisol has a few functions, and one of them is helping the body respond to stress. As part of our fight or flight response, the body releases cortisol to give you the energy you need to respond to a threatening situation. The issue that many of us face when it comes to cortisol is that our cortisol levels, if I can say that, are constantly high due to chronic stress. Now, the third hormone is leptin, and this is the hormone that tells you, hey, girl, you need to stop eating. We're full now. But seriously, one of the roles of leptin is to signal to the brain that you're full, which is also known as satiety. So too much of the wrong foods or too much stress or too little sleep can actually cause leptin resistance. And that's when the body has the inability to suppress your appetite. So you might experience symptoms like you're constantly hungry or increased eating, even though you've eaten enough or there is excess body fat. Now, I say this next hormone is actually the cousin to leptin, which is ghrelin. And I say that it's the cousin because it actually does the opposite of leptin. Ghrelin actually stimulates the appetite. Then that's one of the functions, all right? So it's the hormone that you hear in the morning that says, hey, girl, hey, can we get some pancakes and some bacon up in here? All right, I have to make this, you know, humorous. I have to make it interesting. But seriously, one of the possible signs of a leptin imbalance is to have less of or a loss of appetite. Now, the fifth hormone we're going to talk about is testosterone. And when we hear that from a female perspective, we typically think it's a male hormone. However, testosterone, it's important for women as well. Some of the many things that it helps with are the maintenance and repair of our reproductive tissues, our sex drive, bone and muscle mass, mood and behavior. And a lack of energy or feeling tired or loss of strength or muscle tone or low sex drive are some symptoms of low testosterone. And the last hormone is estrogen. And like all the other hormones I talked about, estrogen has a number of functions. One of the primary is being able to regulate the development and function of the uterus. Now, unexplained weight gain or loss, fatigue, constipation, depression, and anxiety can be some symptoms of an estrogen imbalance. Now, I only scratch the surface when it comes to hormones, and I only scratch the surface when it comes to the six that I just talked about. And as I said earlier, I really struggle with the best way to present this to you so that it's helpful to you, because each and every one of us are in different seasons of our life. But what I really want to convey today is that how you're living your life very often, now not all the time, but very often, has a direct connection to how your hormones respond. What roles are we playing, and what can we do better to support our hormones as we change and move into different seasons of life? While it's important to know the symptoms of the imbalances, it's equally important to understand the cause. Some of the imbalances have the same root cause. For instance, lack of sleep can impact leptin and ghrelin, and excessive stress can impact cortisol and adrenaline, which is another hormone that I didn't talk about, but it can also be affected over time. And poor diet can cause an imbalance in insulin, cortisol, and estrogen. Now, there are some factors that cause imbalances that are out of our control. However, there are some choices and changes that you can make, if you're not already doing so, that can help you naturally balance your hormones. Now, these are going to seem basic, and I said earlier in my spoiler alert, you might be or you should already be doing some of these. But a lot of the time, we often forget or we lose sight of the basics because they are so basic. But these basics are the foundation of our overall health and wellness, and I cannot stress them enough. So, in no particular order, here are five ways you can naturally help to balance your hormones. And the first one is one of my favorite things to do, which is sleep. So super duper important is get enough rest. And I actually did an entire episode on why you should prioritize your sleep. Check out episode 6. Now, I know this next one is a hard one, but try to reduce and or manage stress. As I talked about earlier, being in a constant state of fight or flight increases the level of cortisol and adrenaline. And over time, that is not a good place to be. So do what you can to try to manage or reduce stress. Now, hear me out. I know that it is very difficult, almost impossible, to eliminate stress. But do what you can to try to reduce it or manage it. Number 3. Working out, aka exercising. An article in the National Library of Medicine points out that regular exercise activity reduces the risk of insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. So working out is a good way to naturally balance your hormones. Now, the fourth way to help to naturally balance your hormones is to level up your protein, healthy fats, and your fiber. And I recently did an entire series on these 3 macronutrients, so I will not rehash all of that same information. But in regards to your hormones, protein helps to make the hormones that your body can't build on its own. And these hormones play a big role in processes like appetite and stress and metabolism. And healthy fats can help to balance the hormones that tell you that you need to eat or that you're full already. Remember the cousins that I talked about earlier, leptin and ghrelin? Healthy fats help in that regard. And fiber plays a role in gut health and can help to regulate insulin and other hormones as well. And the 5th way that you can help to naturally balance your hormones is to reduce or eliminate sugar. Now, I'm not talking about the naturally occurring sugar that is in some of the fruits and some of the natural foods that we eat. I'm talking about the added sugars and snacks like cookies and cakes and candy bars and ice cream and sugary drinks. Studies have shown that sugar plays a role in issues such as metabolic disease and insulin resistance. So if you work to significantly reduce or eliminate sugar, it can help keep your insulin in check. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are some factors that cause imbalances that are out of our control or that may need additional attention or intervention. And if you feel this is the case, please do a few things for me and really do them for yourself. Number one, be a detective. Start listening to your body and keep track of how you feel. What symptoms are you consistently feeling? And then number two, be an advocate for yourself and partner with your doctor, your nurse practitioner, or your well care provider so they can diagnose and treat your symptoms if needed. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.